This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Homeland Security is defending Border Patrol agents after a child died in their custody along the U.S. border with Mexico. That story now from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
United States and Canada promised a fair judicial process for Huawei chief financial officer Meng-Wan Zhou, who was arrested in Canada. Canada's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, defended her country's detention of Meng.
"This is a question of living up to our international treaty obligations and following the rule of law in Canada. And that is something which has happened scrupulously."
Canada arrested Meng at the request of the U.S., which says Huawei violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. She has been released on bail, waiting possible extradition to the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying he's noted the historic rebuke of longtime ally Saudi Arabia by the U.S. lawmakers, the Senate passing a resolution to end American support for the kingdom's military intervention in Yemen's civil war, and another measure condemning the killing of a Saudi journalist. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan say a roadside bomb blast struck a military convoy in southwestern Balochistan province, killing at least 6 security forces. 3 separate groups claim they jointly carried out the attack. Balochistan has been the scene of major militant attacks. President Trump has made a decision on an interim chief of staff for the White House. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
After a choppy process that saw at least 2 candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Australia has decided to formally recognize East Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but will not be moving its embassy until there is a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
"Recognizing our commitment to a two-state solution, the Australian government has also resolved to acknowledge the aspirations of the Palestinian people for a future state with its capital in East Jerusalem. Australia believes this position respects both our commitment to a two-state solution and long-standing respect for relevant Security Council resolutions."
While the embassy move is delayed, Morrison said his government will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem and will also be looking for an appropriate site for its embassy. Israel captured East Jerusalem in 1967 in the Middle East War, annexed it on a move that was not internationally recognized. Israel considers East Jerusalem an indivisible part of its capital, while the Palestinians seek the area, home to the city's most sensitive holy sites, as the capital of a future state. The Kremlin says the allegations against the Russian woman who pleaded guilty in U.S. court to being a spy are unfounded. Maria Butina pleaded guilty to acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with the powerful U.S. National Rifle Association and to infiltrate President Trump's Republican Party in order to pass information back to Moscow. Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while she is awaiting sentencing in February. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.